السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تعجلن فليس الرزق بالعجل الرزق مكتوب في اللوح مع الأجل فلو صبرنا لكان الرزق يطلبنا ولكن خلق الإنسان من عجل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمحوا لي وأنا أذهب بكم إلى بيت النبوة صلوات ربي والسلام عليه إذ هو يقول نفث الروح القدس في روعي أن النفس لن تموت حتى تستوعب رزقها وإن أبطأ عنها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب خذ أو خذوا ما حلكم ودعوا ما حرم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جماعة المسلمين We shall begin today's khutbah with a hadith According to the scholars of hadith It is a hadith sahih With all the prerequisites, it is an authentic hadith. And from this hadith, we shall Whereas we normally would begin with an ayah, and then we look at some ahadith in terms of explaining it. Today we shall begin with a hadith, and in terms of explaining it, we will look at some ayat bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So the hadith is that our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wasalamu alayhi, he said that Ar-Ruh al-Qudus, which is of course Jibreel alayhi salam, inspired me that a person will never die. أن النفس لن تموت. A person will never die. حتى تستوعب رزقها. And the other riwayah, تستكمل أجلها. A person will never die until their appointed time of death comes. And that will not come until all their rizq has been used up. All their rizq, all their sustenance has been consumed. And only then will they die. Not before, not after. وَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. And if that appointed time comes, it cannot be delayed. It cannot be delayed for a moment. Nor can it be brought forward for a moment. And then he said, وَإِنْ أَبْطَعَ عَنْهَا. Even if it comes slowly, even if that rizq, if it comes over a long period of time and it comes slowly, not like people today, we are so full of haste, we're chasing after the dunya. And that's why we must be careful what we wish for. Because a person that is dissatisfied with their portion that Allah has put out for them in this world, may Allah not make us of them. A person who is dissatisfied, Allah might just open the doors of the dunya for them in one go. And then what will happen? As in that hadith al-Qudusi, وَإِن لَمْ تَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمْتُهُ لَكَ لَأَصَلِّتَنَّ الدُّنْيَا لَأَصَلِّتَنَّ عَلَيْكَ الدُّنْيَا تَرْكُدُ فِيهَا رَكْدَ الْوُحُوشِ فِي الْبَرِّيَّةِ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا مَا قَسَمْتُ لَكَ وَكُنْتَ عِنْدِي مَذْمُومًا. And if you're not satisfied with what I've put out for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this hadith Qudsi, if you are not satisfied with what I've put out for you, then I will set the world loose on you. I hear people every day looking for paisa, looking for fulus, looking for more money, looking to gather up more material possessions. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it almost as a punishment, almost as a curse. لَأُصَلِّتَنَّ عَلَيْكَ الدُّنْيَا. I will set the world loose on you. تَرْكُدُ فِيهَا رَكْدَ الْوَحُوشُ فِي الْبَرِّيَّةِ. And then you will run around in the world like an animal that runs around in the wild. And then he says, and then you will still only get what I've put out for you. And you will be blameworthy by me. May Allah not make us of them. In the introduction, I recited some poetry. The poet says, لَا تَعْجَلَنَّ فَلَيْسَ الرِّزْقُ بِالْعَجَلِ. Don't be hasty. Because rizq doesn't come with haste. الرزق مكتوب في اللوح مع الأجل. Instead, your sustenance, your rizq, is written in the لوح المحفوظ, in the preserved tablet, along with your appointed time of death. فلو صبرنا, if we just had to be patient and persevering, لكان الرزق يطلبنا. Our rizq will come looking for us. Our rizq will come looking for us. In fact, I found a hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a fair hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about the person that even if they had to try and run away from their rizq, Allah would put that rizq on the end of a lightning bolt and fire it straight into their mouths. فَلَوْ صَبَرْنَا لَكَانَ رِزْقُ يَطْلُبُنَا. If we just had to be patient and persevering, our rizq will come looking for us. وَلَكِنْ خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلِي. But mankind has been created with haste. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, when our beloved Prophet says in this hadith, وَإِنْ أَبْطَعْ عَنْهَا. A person will never die until they have completed their sustenance, even if it comes slowly. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. So be mindful of Allah in your quest. Be mindful of Allah in your search. Be mindful of Allah in your attainment of your sustenance. وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. And seek it in a beautiful way. Seek your rizq in a beautiful way. Take only that which is lawful and leave that which is unlawful. You see, Jamaat al-Muslimin, there are many ways of attaining rizq. Tijara is only one of them. Tijara, business, is only one of them. In fact, we can interchange the word tijara with sa'i, literally to make effort. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about of the best earnings that a person can earn is through the work of their hands. Through the work of their hands. Whether it is through a trade or through tijara or through buying and selling. There is a weak hadith which speaks about 9/10 of all barakah can be found in trade. But the bottom line is that trade, if done honestly, can be a means of standing up with the prophets and the saints and the martyrs on the day of judgment. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التاجر الصدوق مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء يوم القيامة. That the honest business person, they will be with the prophets and the saints and the martyrs on the day of judgment. Whereas the dishonest tajir, at-tujjar fujjar illa man barra wa sadaq. In fact, the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, all business people are transgressors. All people who engage in business, in tijara, they are all transgressors, except for the one that is righteous in their business dealings and true to their word. So this is only one of the many ways. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Mankind will not attain except that which they make effort for, and they will see the fruits of their labor. That's only one of the many ways in which we can attain rizq, but not just rizq, rizq with barakah. Rizq that is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereby we, even if we have a little bit, we can buy so much. And it can stretch for so long. Whereas some people, they get so much, but when they look again, it's all gone and they've attained nothing from it. Jamaat al-Muslimin, the first and most important sabab min asbab rizq, the first and most important cause for attaining sustenance is taqwallah ta'ala. Is being conscious and mindful of Allah. Yes, so we stand up every day. We go out in the morning. We go and search for our lawful sustenance. We avoid all that which is haram. Why? لِأَنَّ الْحَرَامَ لَا يَدُومُ وَإِنْ دَامَ لَا يَنْفَعُ. Because as the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which is unlawful will not last, and if it lasts, it will never benefit. So, we make that effort, and in whatever we are doing, in all our dealings, in all our actions, in all our words, and as hard as we should try, even in our thoughts, we be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shield ourselves from Allah's displeasure. This is one of the greatest causes for being blessed with wealth. Blessed, not cursed. Wealth can be a ni'mah or a niqmah. Wealth can be a blessing or it can be a curse. If we are living in the obedience of Allah and Allah gives us wealth, then it's a blessing. If we are living in the disobedience of Allah and Allah gives us wealth, it is a niqmah, it is a curse. And Allah is preparing to destroy us. فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Holy Quran, until they had ignored about that which they had been forewarned, we opened up the doors for everything for them. We set the world loose upon them, like from the Hadith Qudsi. Until they were overjoyed with what they had received, we suddenly seized them and they were shrouded in great regret and sorrow. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We shall seize them from where they cannot account. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ مَأْخِيفَهَ الْأَدْرَاتِ. That's literally what it means. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ. I give them scope. I give them respite. إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. Indeed, my plan is solid and it cannot be overturned. The Prophet ﷺ, in the explanation of this ayah, he says, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ عَبْدًا يُؤْطَى مِنَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ إِسْتِدْرَاجِ. If you see the servant of Allah being given of the dunya whilst they are living in the disobedience of Allah, then know that Allah is preparing to destroy them. So Jamaatul Muslimin, if we want Allah to give us rizq with blessings, if we want it to be a ni'mah, to be a favor, then most importantly, as we are going out in search of that lawful rizq, we must have taqwa Allah Ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Talaq, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبَ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. The ulama, they say, if we had to truly understand this verse from the Quran and implement it into our lives, it would suffice us from the whole Quran. We would only need this ayah. And that is the ayah where Allah says, and whoever is mindful of Allah, Allah will make a way out of every difficulty for them. And Allah will sustain them from where they cannot account. The rizq will come, you won't even know where it's coming from. And whoever puts their trust in Allah, Allah is enough for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَ عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If only the people of the town had to truly believe and have taqwa for Allah, shield themselves from the displeasure of Allah. Be mindful and conscious of Allah in everything they do, in everything they say, everywhere they go, each and every single day. We would have opened up the heavens and the earth and brought great blessings for them. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to Ahl Kitab? وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. If only they had to establish the laws of the Torah and the Injil and that which has been revealed to them, meaning the Quran, then they would have eaten from above their heads and from beneath their feet. So Allah consciousness, iqamatul deen, living by the laws and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we just indicated, also a sabab, also a cause for attaining blessed rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul. Tawakkul. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. We said that now in this ayah from Surah At-Talaq. And whoever puts their trust in Allah, Allah is enough for them. When you go out in the morning, you must search for lawful sustenance and you must ask for it and you must believe that Allah is going to give it to you. لَوْ تَوَكَّلْتُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ يَغْدُو تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا وَيُرُوحُ بِطَانًا. If you truly had to put your trust in Allah, says our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah would sustain you like He sustains a bird. It leaves its nest in the morning with an empty stomach and it comes home with a full stomach. So tijara, taqwa Allah ta'ala, iqamat al-deen, at-tawakkul, الاستقامة وأن لو استقاموا على الطريقة لأسقيناهم ماء غدقا. الله أكبر. And if only they had to be steadfast. There's a beautiful word in Afrikaans. Standvastigheid. You know, you hear about the old people. They didn't have much geleerdheid. They didn't have much education, but the little that they knew, they implemented it, and they implemented it with standfastigheid. They never wavered from it. They were consistent in it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلَّوِ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَ. If they could only be consistent in their obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not one day obeying, next day disobeying, but to be consistent. That doesn't mean we're not going to make mistakes, but we are trying consistently to walk that straight path of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا. We would have sent down blessed rain for them. And of course, rain is a source of mercy and blessings for the believers. Jamaatul Muslimin, so many asbab for rizq. But inshallah ta'ala, when we return after the sitting, al-jasad istiraha, we will conclude bi-idhni ta'ala, al-wahad al-ahad a'udu bikum min hunaka, min asbab al-rizq ila huna, wa ma adaraka ma huna, huna madrasatu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yaqulu fi al-habib al-mustafa, al-birru la yabla, wal-dhambu la yunsa, wal-dayyanu la yamut, i'mal ma shi'taka ma tadinu tudan, wa yaqulu ayda, kullu bin adam khatta'un, wa khayr al-khatta'in at-tawabun. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن عباد الله جماعة المسلمين of the أسباب الرزق في الخطبة الأولى in the first خطبة we said التجارة السعي making effort with taqwa Allah ta'ala, with being conscious and mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with putting our trust in Allah, with yaqeen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa al-razzaqu dhul quwwati al-mateen, that He is the one and only sustainer that sustains us in this world, jalla fi'ula. That we make iqamat al-deen, that we are implementing the laws and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we are going out in search of that lawful sustenance. Of the asbab al-rizq, Jamaat al-Muslimin, is the simple but very important action of silat al-rahim. Maintaining good ties with our close relatives. Man asarra ay yubasata lahu fi rizqihi aw yunsa lahu fi athrihi falyasir rahima. Whoever would be made happy by being granted an expanse in their sustenance and a good legacy, or in some commentaries of the hadith, a long life in the obedience of Allah, then maintain good ties with your relatives. Allahu Akbar. Such a simple thing. Min asbab al-rizq al-istighfar. Seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something that we all need to do. Just by saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. You know, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, La yughanu ala qalbi hatta astaghfira rabbi fi kulli yawmin wa laylatin miyata marra. It says, if a veil comes over my heart, unless I seek the forgiveness of Allah, of my creator and sustainer, every morning and every night 100 times. And how long does it take? 3-4 minutes? Of course, we mustn't, Rabia al-Adawiyya, Sayyidah Rabia al-Adawiyya, she says some people need to make istighfar for the way that they make istighfar. So we must be conscious. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, forgive me. Man lazim al-istighfar, ja'al Allah lahum min kulli diqin makhrajan, wa min kulli hammin فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. The one that perpetually seeks Allah's forgiveness, Allah will make a way out of every difficulty for them. And Allah will remove every worry and anxiety from them. And Allah will sustain them from where they cannot account. Shukr. Allahu Akbar. Wa idh ta'adhana rabbuk. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Wa la in kafartum inna azabi la shadeed. And when your Lord announced, Allah announced, Allah made an announcement. What announcement was this? If you give thanks, I will give you more. I will expand your rizq for you. But if you are ungrateful, then indeed my punishment is most severe. وَتَجَعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ. In fact, in this verse, Allah even calls shukr rizq. He calls gratitude sustenance. Meaning, وَتَجَعَلُونَ شُكْرَكُمْ تَكْذِيبًا. Would you repay Allah for His kindness? All His kindness and favors that He envelops you with and bestows upon you by being ungrateful? Allahu Akbar. By denying Him and by disobeying Him? So, simple thing like showing gratitude to Allah, thanking Allah for everything. Alhamdulillah. Al-istighraqiyya, meaning kullu hamdulillah. All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah. I am nothing except what Allah has made me. I have nothing except what Allah has given me. I know nothing except what Allah has taught me. I can do nothing except that with which Allah has empowered me. And I can stay away from nothing except from that which Allah has prevented me. All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah. I take credit for nothing. And then last but not least, and there are many more, but our time is limited. So I'll leave you with this one. Ad-du'a. Ad-du'a. Jamaat al-Muslimin, there is a du'a that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that will guarantee barakah in your rizq. And that is the du'a of Allahumma kfina bi halalika an haramik wa aghnina bi fadlika amman siwak. Oh Allah, suffice us with that which is lawful from that which is unlawful. Wa aghnina, and make us dependent solely on your favors and not to be turning to others. Jamaat al-Muslimin, and when you make this dua, make it with certainty. Ud'u rabbakum wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Pray to your Lord, pray to Allah, and be assured of His answer. And know that every morning when we wake up, Jamaat al-Muslimin, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides the du'as we make for ourselves, there are two angels that are making du'a for us. There are two angels. The one angel is making du'a for us, and the other angel is making du'a potentially on us. The one who is making du'a for us, he says, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah, grant the one that goes out today and spends in your path, replace Ya Allah for him. And we know, man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. Person who spends one, Allah gives them 10, up to 700, up to as many times Allah wishes to give. Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah, replace for the one that spends. And the other angel says, Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa. And the one that is stingy and holds on to their wealth, Ya Allah, destroy their wealth for them. Ma'adallah wa iyyakum. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. So there we even have a last one, and that is spending in the path of Allah. So from making tijara, halal tijara, honest, lawful trade in the path of Allah, to being conscious and mindful of Allah in that, to establishing our deen in every aspect of our lives, in putting our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing gratitude to Allah, maintaining good ties with our relatives, making dua, and spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will surely bless us in that which He has given us. And on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, that which we have spent in the path of Allah will weigh heavily in our good deeds on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, to be entered fi jannatin na'im. A'udhu bikum min hunaka وأقول إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. جماعة المسلمين، before we make dua, just a reminder that there are no more collections for the masjid, for the house of Allah during the khutbah. So before the khutbah and after the khutbah at the three exits, there will be a collection. A special thanks and jazakumullah kulla khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly for your generous contributions last week. Let us remember this is a duty of ours to upkeep and to maintain the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for those of you who perhaps do not carry cash on you, there is also the facility of the EFT bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, all in the path of Allah, all with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you in this life and reward you abundantly on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allahumma azza al-Islam wa al-Muslimin wa a'li bi falika kalimatay al-haq wa al-deen. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi Falastin wa fi Gaza khasatan ya rabbal alameen. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرم المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اشفي مرضانا، اللهم اشفي مرضانا، اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة. قام الله دام دامت السماوات والأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا واعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله، نستغفر الله، نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير. أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم أغننا بفضلك اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.